Hello, I would like to speak to you on the subject of the world's next great catastrophe. Someone says, Chaplain, do you think that the world's next great catastrophe will be an invasion from Russia? Well, that may be probable, but I don't think it'll be the world's next great catastrophe. I believe that it's found in the Word of God. I believe it's coming. I believe it's soon. I believe it's imminent. My friends, I believe that we're living in the last days. I believe that we're living in the last days. In the last days. The last days. To the airplanes. I know some Christian pilots that fly some of the great airlines, and these airplanes are going to be flying along, and maybe even the pilot and the co-pilot are both born-again Christians, flying along, and all of a sudden, they hear a trumpet sound. Won't that be wonderful to hear that trumpet sound of Jesus coming back again? But you know, my friends, for all those passengers on that plane, they're going to be doomed. Because that plane is going to spiral down towards the ground, and it's going to be a tremendous crash. Maybe someone at the terminal where the planes are stacked so many thousand feet high, coming in, maybe through fog and rain and so forth, maybe the controller at that airport all of a sudden is a Christian, and he's going to be taken out to meet the Lord in the air. I believe that we're living in the last days. Now can you picture, the airplanes are crashing, the trains are running into one another, and all of a sudden cars begin to run into one another, and there's big ties, and people are missing out the cars, they can't find them. And a man is running down the street, and he says, have you seen my wife, have you seen my children? Well, they'll say, no, said Mr. So-and-so across the street said he can't find his wife. And people start running the streets and said, our loved ones are gone, what happened? And someone said, well, it seems like the Christians are gone, the ones that went to church. They said, no, I know a lot of people down the street that they went up here to this social gospel church, but they're all here. But my friends, the ones that are truly been born of God, there's going to be a great weeping and a great crying. And people are going to say, but my loved ones are gone. Have you seen my boy? Have you seen my girl? And dads have rejected Jesus Christ and waited until it was too late to be saved. Someone said, well, I'll know, preacher, I'll know that's the second coming of Christ, and then I'll come to Jesus. No, the Bible tells us also in Thessalonians that God will send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie, who have pleasures in unrighteousness. My friends, I believe that we're living in the last days. I believe that we're living in the last days. In the last days. The last days. My friends, I believe that we're living in the last days. I believe that we're living in the last days. In the last days. The last days. The last days. The last days.